There is a small postbag this week.
Brian Murphy of Norwich thinks tougher punishment is needed. While I applaud the recent police initiative where police using buses are spotting drivers using mobile phones whilst driving, I feel the punishment may not go far enough in many cases. The police are quoted as saying drivers will receive, quote, educational input, unquote. The law regarding mobile phones while driving has been in force for many years, and all drivers must be fully aware of it. Why mess about with these idiots? An automatic, no excuses, £1,000 fine, confiscation of their phone, plus 6 points on their licence would be more appropriate. We keep pussyfooting about when punishing criminals.
Electric cars could be a silent killers, comments Steve McKinder of Denver. As a dinosaur and serious sceptic when it comes to battery cars and their hugely dubious benefits to global warming, I found myself very recently staring into the headlights of one of these eco cars, having stepped off a pavement into its path. My fault, I know, but this creepily silent vehicle and his environmentally aware plot sneaked alongside me totally silent and with literally no audible cues. The driver was as startled as me as I unwittingly stepped into his path. I'm assuming stop and look are now the only worthwhile and safe rules for pedestrians, as listen is no longer essential as these new vehicles make no sound. I walked away from my frightening encounter with a battery car and survived. The driver was travelling at 5 miles per hour. At 25 miles per hour, I'd have been toast. The dangers cannot be understated. As more people drive these silent killers, we're going to see more fatalities. Audible warning of approach is a requirement of even cyclists. Perhaps some kind of sound could be created for battery cars too.
P. McDermott wants to know why there is a fuss over a brick wall. I don't know why everyone is up in arms about the garden wall built as part of the Heartsease roundabout revamp in Norwich. This resident has completely lost their privacy with the removal of their hedging due to the road scheme. Way back when the boundary junction was rebuilt, nearby residents had part of their gardens compulsorily purchased, and as compensation, they all had garden walls built for them, as well as remodelled driveways and double glazing installed if needed. No one complained then.
And the last word comes from Marilyn Aldous of Attleborough. For crying out loud, there are wars in Ukraine and Israel. The coast is being eroded faster than ever before. The environment is fighting its own battles. There are stabbings in broad daylight. And here we are, worrying about a child's sleeve tricolated up in a photo. I despair.